about, and then a person at Poskin. So Batsim, I think it seemed to be the logical thing just inside the Seder Limud. So Psika al Ashar, we did the first Gemara on it, which is till the two dots on Samagoma base. The truth is, it comes up again later on in the Yomid. Rav Nachman is in over here. Haiman Liyav Zuzia Kira is again to the Psika. There's a Sugya Psika, which is again Samagoma and Aluf. Masha Rakeva Goises is Mark of the Call, which is that I'm making a secret, something which doesn't, I don't have it yet. I'm going to get it. Which is this concept, which is this concept of how much work is called work which has to be done is called Motsi or not Motsi. That's the Gate of Sugya Psika. And the Ikra Sugya Psika is really on our base. It seemed to me that could I already, you know, once we're touching over here with the Sidi Sugyas and work with the halachas and it all together as one unit, we touched on enough of it already that it doesn't make sense to wait till I am Bays again to touch to do it again. I think that's what we're doing, right?
So how much of the Gemara do we should receive for Ibiza? I mean, the whole entire next mission?
No, the word it pretty quickly gets off.
The Gemara with the Shar.
The Gemara Shar is right away.
Right. Mm-hmm. And with the buckle.
Does anybody know that?
I have to have a little bit through, see how much it's glad to do.
That's good.
I can't be a good market. It gets off on other topics.
The same thing on
it's more the Gant than the concern of $9 and all. It's really on the base and base and all.
$9
and more gets more the Gant than my son. So now the question over here is, so the word is where our sugar really is, our sugar really is not so much pushing on the shar, but using a chayv to press the gal shar. That's the sugar which we're grappling with. That you might meet a noble of Paris. That's really our Gemara. So the Gemara is like the next step. Now that you know, there's a musik of you can be poisik by case of Yesh Loy, or poisik by case of Ein Loy, Alashar, what happens when you get into the, I want to be mime and noble, into that situation? That's really our sugya. It's like the second half of a sugya.
Backwards order.
Which is we're in a backwards order. Now, to understand the first half of the sugya, which I think so let's work backwards. Forwards, the real forwards. So there's a din of psika al ashar a case of yeshloi. And then Moore is going to talk about the definition of yeshloi. It's because malacha is called yeshloi now. That's really the sugya over there in Ayin. How much malacha means kosher is called yeshloi or not. And then there's a din of you can be up b'shem l'zeh ashet hashar yetz hashar person up b'shem l'zeh yesh l'zeh. So the heter of aimloi. So the Tosfos over here says that Tosfos in two places. Tosfos says even this halacha over here when you're murder him. These chitim, even in the case of your Moshe, even in the case where your Miyach and Karen Zobis Pashas Tosim is the same thing, also, you don't have to give them those items. It's only creating a heter of psika, and it's linyan heter pisuk, Tosim calls it, lodikus mamish. So, what exactly is the swar of the heter? The lomas of the heter you need to grapple with the lomas of the heter. Our Gemara introduces another layer of the Kiddush of the Sugya, because the more our Gemara is introducing that you can do that with not only with money but even with a milvah. So even if you assume that the reason why you can do it with money is because you're kind of for Mishapara, you get the milva, that gets more complicated. Is there a Mishapara by milva? Rashi seems to say pretty clearly there is a Mishapara by milva, and the Gaon says, and Rashi's going to see there's a Rambam, that milva is kani. Tosis before in Memvav, it says, behead of the Tosis, she did the milva is loy kani. Which gets interesting when we get to this Tosis over here. The Tosis brings up the Gemara there, Mevav, which there, Mevav Tosis says that the Pshat in the Gemara was that you did it, that you spoke out of Mechilas Milva. So why is Tosis over here automatically assuming there was some other case of Anos Mechilas Milva? And Pashtus, here Tosis learns the Sugga over here that the Ascent of the Heter is Mishapara. So it means he's going with it, it's in the Kud of a Kinyan, but Tosis says only Kinyan available, there's no special Mova. So Tosis passes on the Gemara that the Pshat of Gemara is automatically Mechilas Milva, even though he didn't speak it out, but Beferish passes on the eye of the Gemara. Tosis not being master, you have to speak out Beferish in this arrangement, the Gemara makes no such condition. It's automatically assumed that's what you mean. Which doesn't really fit so well with the Sugya's and Kedushin by Hanos Mechilas Milva, that you have to, over there is Pashas Masha, you have to actually say it explicitly. It tosses the card to fit tosses into the Sugya, you have to learn tosses and assume that's automatic, that's obvious, that's what you meant, is Hanos Mechilas Milva. Should be told in the Sugya and Sanhedrin, in the second parak, there's a conflict between Sholem Melech and Dominic Melech. According to one shot more, the Machlokes is whether he married Michal or not, whether the Kedushin was Chal or not, because it was a case that there is a potential understanding that you met out of the Milva or out of the Pruta. So the Mora has a Machlokes, that's a Machlokes in the second parak of Kedushin, that there are people who mistakenly think you can be kind of with the Milva. So that's why the Mora Kedushin in the first parak of the Masha, you have to speak out explicitly, Hanos Mechilas Milva. And Tosis over here is assuming that you shot in the Sugya without having that being spoken out in the Mora that you require to say. That's difficult in Tosis. The Tosis does learn the Sugya without Misha Parvati, which is not a Kenyan. And Tosis assumes Hanos Mechilas Milva. The other option, how to learn the Sugya, the Rivet on that Rambam, when the Rambam says that Milva is Kani, the Rivet says maybe the reason why he said that is because our Gemara over here in Samach Gimel Ben Aleph, that's not the Pshat over here, because our Masakin, that is the peculiar kind of. Tosfos Yotzer brings it down, he says that the Pshat Masakin, peculiar kind of. Only for Ribbon's purposes, and also Kamisha Zayt. So then again, you don't. We sell the Gemara. If it's, you don't have to speak anything out, but you're going because it's not. It's not a kinyanim. It's not a hetter. It's not kinyanim of mishaparas, etc. The guy with this, that's good enough. Okay. So you have three mahalchim in the Rishonim. We have Rashi learns out din of milva, milva's kani, and then it generates a mishapara. We have Tosis learns out sanos mechilas milva and melech kana. And it generates a Mishapara. And the Rivet says there's no kinyan b'chalal, and it's a different head to especially the Kodesh HaKamim. Pashas, you would learn that the Kodesh HaKamim, the motivation of the Kodesh HaKamim, they felt this was something which was a very common practice, and it, momentous, so they felt the need to make a great head for it. I'm not sure exactly why they felt the need to make a head for it. It is a common practice. I don't know how common it was in their times, but because that were matter.
So the Rivet, he's just learning very balabatish. Lomdis is just saying, just.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call the rabbit a little boss, but he's not giving us any. He's making us the cause of the problem. I mean, hey, Mom, hey, Mom, they can do whatever they want. But what's more interesting is.
He's saying that because Mulv is not kind.
Right.
So, in other words, it has a side tactical issue. The Kenyan overall works. You just happen to have used the Milva, which doesn't work. Or is he saying like the whole thing really doesn't make sense? There's other possible issues here, right? That it's
Well, he's talking about the case of Geishlo. He's going to the case of Geishlo. I mean, I'm even with Paris, which is Geishlo. The only problem is that there's no, that's not the Maisa Kenyan. Unless he gets into the Bahamatoises, that's not really Kenyan anyway, because he can be Machlo to other Paris. Which. Does anybody argue on Tosis. I don't know if we argue on Tosis. I mean, we passed the Lachum Ma'aseh like Tosis, that this arrangement does not require you to give those actual items. The question actually on Metallic, there is a Chavis Das, which says that in case you're actually giving over the actual item, as opposed to this arrangement, just it's Kosher Malacha, etc., then he says that actually is Mutter. There's that which the Rishonim deal with, that you know, the Gemara deals with, that there's, if it's Kosher Malacha, it's not called Yesh Loi. That's only relevant in the case where I'm creating the special heter of Tosis. But if I'm actually giving you the item, just it needs more work. So good. So, but I'm giving you the item. So I'm giving you the item. We can make up a price. So that's not that's talking. It's like a whole different heter. It's not really. It's not the Suya Ribbis. It's
not. Saying it's a transaction.
It's a mechira. Yeah, but right. You know, but Harris is one is Ainloy. But you know, but and I'm gonna get. I'm only gonna finally deliver it to you. You know. At the end, so I mean, it's going to be. I mean, it's only moment. I don't have to do my skinion. I don't have to give you money. But it's only mishapora. But your mom is on this item, right? So, that, but not, you know, so that's. So we're accepting Tosis and honor. We're saying the case with Tosis is not true. There are special coolers. It's a Chavis Das. Said Rishi Yehuda, looks like he seems to bring that's the, you know, the Arlam is Sarmach of the Chavis Das. He's only usually, for at least what I'm seeing from the parak, which he has a psika, he seems to use a Chavis Das always in conjunction with something else. So there's only seven of the Chavis Das alone, but he seems to say such a sword.
And the right is interesting because, in other words, forget Livis for a minute. What really obligates the other guy to keep his word? You make a psika, right? You do it with a halva, and then it goes up in price. Why does no Kenyan will actually occur? Why do you even have to do it? I guess that's what Taisa said, there's a Mishapara.
Right.
So they needed to. But so the there's something sad that happened over here.
So, well, the Rabbah doesn't say there's a Mishapara. The Rabbah's on the record of the, because the Rambam, he's going in the Rambam. You know,
the Rambam
says Mishapara. Right. So he's partially arguing that there's not a Mishapara.
So there's really no reason why you have to give your word. Right. All it is just that you're nice. It's not really.
Right, so. I mean. The Chosr Ramon is not just you're not the, it's nice, you know.
It's a Sudra Banan.
The Rishi Yehuda, Perak Aleph over there, brings the Chosr Ramon, could be the Zin of Kaifen. That's a taste of Napshir. Yeah, I'm say. So it's between him and Shemayim, but the vice it's going to be a very. He says nowadays, there's a Nano, we don't have the power to do that. Da, 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 you know, like, you know. But.
Not a good idea.
Now, so that's a case of Yeshloi, case of Ainloi, the dinner person called Sharsha Bashuk. So it's also fascinating because Tosis and some Reza Bey says they had to be Ainloi because of the Mishapar. The more in some Gimel Bey says they had to is that's Rabban Gersi said the Heter is a totally different Heter. Is my honestly. Honestly, okay.
Is Rav on the top of the page also saying a heter for Ainloi Yetzel Shar? That's different than.
Well, so the Chavis Das learns the flow of the Gemara is that Rav is being Makadish Pesach Shar Shabashil Bisha Ainloi. He's learning out this is Betzim the Mishnah of the Rhine Bays, which is Rashi Tosis Kasha. And Rashi Tosis learned that Rav is being Makadish even on a short Shar, which you would not have a Hecher from the Mishnah that's Mutter, it's still going to be Mutter. That's what Rav is adding based on his what he's taking out from the Rabbi Yannai then it should come out even a short shower is also the Rashi Tosis. So the Chavis Das points out from the flow of the world later on that that is something which there's not a Mishapura unless you go down to the garden with him, which that wasn't the case over here. So there's no Mishapura over here. In the Rabbah's case, there's no Mishapura. And that's Rabbah and Rabbah. So the Heter is a different Heter, the Heter of my honesty. So the flow of the Gemara is once the Mechadis Rabbah's then is true, you're going to have to come up with a new Swara to know why that's what there. You can't tell me the Swara is because of Mishapura. Shabbat. Because there's no Mishnah Berurah in this case.
Why is there no Mishnah Berurah?
If you put together, Rashi and Tosafot both point out that Rosim Mechadash should be even a very, very short shot.
They argue about which one. Then Rashi says it's a
that's true.
Dermis, the normal shar.
Right, that's true. But whatever, but once you tell me it's even a shar kota, the more comes along and says that a tarach harifa, right? So the more it says it's copying. The didn't even mishapura is only true if you go down to the Beit Dori with it. Otherwise, it's not even mishapura. Okay. What? The more says that the more says that when it's
very because of in other words, in Taisus you could say Pasha is not mishapura because it's in Rishusa. It's a bad shahr. Not really called a yatsa. It's not a real yatsa. Shahr of the Yaris. So,
it's not motzu.
It's not motzu. You could say that's why it's a.
Right, but that's not true of the shahr. Right.
Rashi is not going to work.
Yeah. Shahr
is not going to work, right?
Except, but the more come along here, the more the next piece of Gemara, the more it introduces a swara that when it's a very short shahr, so most Merkrim and most Konim. They're shopping around for prices. It's very not clear. So the fact that I come to you and I say I'm interested in buying, even if I give you money, doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to go through with it. So the Moor says, I only know that you're really serious. You want to buy from me if you come down to the Beit Dori with me. So the Moor says, even a Mishapur, there is a Mishapur unless I come and you see that I'm very serious about doing this. Our discussion earlier that they're holding more to lose such an idea. So the Chavazdan says if you take that and you put it back over here, so then Rav is being Mechadish a major Kiddush over here. Not just that this is based on Rabbi Yani that it's Mutter, but Rabbi Yani is opening up a whole new thought process why it's a Mutter. So Rav and Rabbi Yosef, it's Mutter because of a different Swar, because Maya, honestly. That's what Chavaz learns the flow of the Gemara.
That's why they say it here instead of saying it directly.
That's why it's not a kasha. From what we had before in the Konami, Tosafot before was talking about this wasn't, we weren't even with even a shar kata. Here's some shar gadol. Shar gadol, the heter could be out to Mishapara. We only introduce it now because of this.
Shar kata.
That wouldn't really work in Rashi as a husband, though, right? Because Rashi learns over there that Rav is being Mechadish to Dormas, not from one Dormas that didn't really even exist on high base. So, Lachara, there should be any other Shar, there should be a Mishapara here also.
Lachara, he doesn't, it's interesting, he does not seem to be Mechadish in Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi and Tosafot both say this, he says. And it bothered me that the question, I did not work through how he feels what he's saying fits into Rav. It's a Rashi. But he does say it in Rashi as well. So come along, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, come along and say, no, sir, the heter is an ultimate Shabbat. The heter is because of my honestly. So we were discussing yesterday that it's a fascinating thought process that this is where my honestly. What bothered me the following was, you know, there's two people involved in this transaction. One person is not getting any benefit out of it. One person is. So the Lekeach comes along and says that you, by giving me this thing at now with a higher price, for you know, eventually delivering me based on even though there's a higher price, you're giving me a larger amount for my money, which means you're giving me a discount at the final price, but you didn't benefit anything from me. So why are we focusing on the chaos / malva as opposed to the marker / loiva? Right.
So that could be a chilik between here and in the Mishnah. I'm saying that why it's not a mishapar here. I'm saying here we're learning that the focus is on the lekeach.
The lekeach didn't benefit anything
because
he could still buy it cheaper elsewhere.
Right.
The
merchant
benefited because he got that money. The merchant
is not benefiting. The merchant is losing because the merchant is giving it off and delivering it later on, not at the full price.
Right.
He's delivering more than he, based on the price of then, he's really should be delivering less. He's giving more to Wuha for a smaller price because the guy got money up front.
Right.
Right. So there's a neshach on his part. I'm arguing I have no tarpus.
Right.
I'm not really getting anything for my money because I can't get the exact same thing right now in Hebrew Shia. That's a Gvaldik. There's no tarpus on your part, but there's a neshach on his part. So Why do we focus on one, not the other? That was an interesting point here in the Gemara. So we were just discussing yesterday, Sir Rabbi Newman and his Lekutei Shoshanim gave a Marim Mokim to a Divrei Seferim, which I didn't look up, that he suggests that maybe in general, the Tekanas Chazal is always to look at the Durbonans, is to look on the Marbis side, not on the Neshach side, because the reason why Chazal did this is because the Xeris people might do these things and then eventually do real ribbis. They'll only do things because they gain something. We're not worried about the Narishkim saying, you know, I like being Neshach, I might do it more often. That's not what we're worried about. We're worried about the Marbis people getting
Ribui.
What's Harsha?
The Chorus connected to Farish Gemara later on in Samach Hei, though, because the more later on in Samach Hei, in Rapapa's case of Tarsha D, he said it's Mutter. My time Shakur the Post Zuzil Tsrikla, no, the Kavit the Mils of the Gabi Lukech. So that's Rapapa's Taina. I'm not getting anything. Omar Shesha is Red Ravidi Rapapa, my cousin the Mark is also boss of the dog, the boss of the who? You're talking like anything, but they're talking losing. So the Gemara seems to say that that's a nice word, but it's not true. The Gemara is now, and Tosis points out the Moskana that we don't pass him like your papa. Tosis Samhema Bey says we pass him. The Gemara says three cases of Tarsha over here: Reb Nachman, Reb Papa, and Reb Kalman. The Gemara says Reb Kalman's case is Mutter, Reb Nachman's case is Mutter, and Reb Papa's case is Takanat Mutter. Means we pass the Rishonim and the Rishonim that we do look at from the Ganeshic site over here of the in our case be the Moicher. It is interesting to think about it, though, that we call the Isser Ribis Drabon in our sugya. It's called Tarbis. This is the Tarbis of the Mishnah. So why do we call it Tarbis? So that was interesting. That led to the discussion we were having yesterday. Why Taka is called Tarbis? That's the Divrei Seferim suggests. That's why Chazal referred to it as Tarbis. Now we're going to have to answer the kash anyway. We have students in Gemaras. I'm not answering the kash.
Shardei, is it Dilbe? He answers it.
What?
Shardei.
I didn't see the Shardei. He answers the kash. What does he say?
He says that because it's more nigger on Tarsha over there, because over there the transaction was where he's saying I'm going to pay the more expensive price right now. The shard's already fit. I don't pay for this manakayas now, and therefore it's set, as opposed to over here where it's totally, it's like to fluctuate. We don't know, you know, maybe it might go down.
Okay. So I threw out an interesting thought yesterday, which like one of these things, like, you know, we have this aha moment, you woke up, you learned this, like, you know, 15 times, and you realize. It hit me that the word, there's a fascinating word over here called Nesha. We learn the parable Ezel Neshach. We don't know what the word Neshach means. So Rashi says in Chumash, why do we use the Mashal of Neshach? The word is Chasar. Right? I'm not sure what the Hebrew, the Lashon HaKadosh word for that is, but why Neshach? Neshach is a bite. So Rashi says that the Nekud of a bite is that when a snake would bite you, it's this seemingly innocent, insignificant wound. And eventually the poison goes to the body until it affects all the way up to the head and Akut Kadri. So similarly, when you charge somebody interest at the beginning, it's like, yeah, 2% interest. Like, what's wrong with 2% interest, you know, over the lifetime alone? And all of a sudden, it's mom and harbe. So the Isra of Neshach is not, it's not the loss, it's the whole process which leads to a loss down the road, starting with something seemingly with not a loss. That's the title of the word Neshach. Which is fascinating because the pasuk of Neshach, what Rashi says is the pasuk was the simun of Neshach. Do not place, and they said that this lechara would be a source for the concept of ksitza. The yisod of Neshach is that there has to be something intrinsically in the original bite. It's not loss; it's bite. Right? It's not, the Neshach here doesn't mean the bite I took out of you at the end. It's the bite at the beginning, which arranges such a loss at the end. So, I mean, so that, without thinking the time at a craw, you know, so the over here, there isn't really a neshach because it's not vital, it's going to happen. Right? So that's why we refer to this as tarbis. Mm-hmm. Which is along the lines of what the Rishonim seem to touch along such an idea back in the beginning of the parak. Why the Mishnah refers to it as tarbis? Because they say because neshach is referring to at the moment of the original arrangement, the tarbis. Like they talk about the Havmin of the Gemara, when the Mora Shakalataria, there's a case where there's Neshach and not Tarbis. Tarbis and not Neshach is when there was a gain at the end, but there wasn't an arrangement at the beginning, or wasn't body going to happen. So that would be a fascinating thought to think about. It should impact a lot of sugyas to think about that. Okay, that's an aside. But I had a hanoah from that, you know, like. Thinking, I finally understood the name of the parak, and then the pasuk and the Rashi. You know,
you think that will help us here?
Well, again, some defense of the case of Tara, but in this case, it's not vitally going to happen. Because it's not vitally going to be fluctuating.
That's why Neshech, anything which is not a vitally can't be Neshech.
Right.
Anything which is totally in Yoker can't be Neshech.
Right.
It could be Tarbis.
Right, so the Chazal referred to that case over there as Tarbis because it's a case of Yarku, by definition.
So it's sort of ending up with the Shardin saying.
Right, but the case of Tarsha.
It's Neshech because it is Vadik.
I'm Vadik, right. The Vadik. I mean, it's. I would call it a semi Vadik because. We're saying right now the nature is what's happened is the shara like the shara there's always yarker in there. Is there a case that doesn't happen?
Right.
It's not there
also, I mean, it's more nicker. So, I mean, it's more nicker because you're saying that right now, you know, you could be koveya,
right.
You know, that for more. You say in the case over here, it's like, you know, I'm the koveya the shara later on, but I'm not in the tanai. I'm not saying
guarantee.
I'm not saying ribbis here. It's not guarantee. You know, there's no shame.
Well, that's for sure true.
Right.
Even this case over here, I mean, the case of Leritarsha, if you're Mefarish, the two prices, it's us. So that's Kain. What you're saying is that's Kain being Farish. Toysa says that Yosoid over here. Even a case where if there's a standard market price, it's equivalent to being Mefarish. The only cases which really there's a heter of things which don't have a Tarsh, even Tarsha says only one to Rishin Shemasi Yadua. Okay, so now putting back does that impact us? Once you tell me that this is a different heter, that's not the heter of Yeshlo. The Yeshlo still needs a different heter because I can't say, you know, the my honesty, because right now if it's there's no shar yet, if the Yeshlo is matim and there's no shar, which the assumption in the poskim is it does. So that Rashi aside, Rashi only saying my case of Milva. But the assumption of the halacha is that Yeshlo is a mutter even if there's no shar. So you're about having mahana, you can't get it anywhere else. So in that situation, about him, how do you? So you wouldn't have the heter of that. So what's that heter? The heter is kilom karna right away, which is either going to be kilom karna right away. Mishapara. Kilom karna right away.
Two different
heter. Kilom karna right away. I'm sorry.
Mishapara. Mishapara versus Zehni Mishapara.
So I need both swaras. Even with Maskan of the Gemara, I still need the swara Mishapara. The only which would be mechadash over here that the case of Ein Loi doesn't need a case of Sora Mishapara. The case of Yesh Loi, Vavadi does need a Sora of which is mutter even in the case where I am benefiting you, so that has to be a Heter of Mishapara. Okay.
So, well, what do you do with this? The fact that you're not actually kind
of. No, we're going to get there. We'll try. Now, in a case of Yesh Loi, so. We're saying that the heter is because there's a kinyan. So in the case where I give you money, so that's a farish gemara. There's a kinyan. I give you money. There's a mishapara, and then that's mutter. The case of Mamid and Milva that we get involved in the shaila, does Milva generate the same thing? Rashi says yes. Tosfos says an ospatilas Milva. The Rabbit says no, and he comes up with another head. But Tosfos comes along and says even in the case where it's yesh loy, you're not really kinyan. It's not really your. Not a real Kenya because I can give you something else instead. Right? So if I really own it, the case of the Mishapura, the Chara, the Pshat is. Now, let me go back a step and I'll tell you my problem about this understanding of the Heter Mishapura. Right? So, the Chara, this should be totally in a Machlokas Rishonim, how Mishapura works. Back in the fourth parak. So Rashi says a fascinating thing. Rashi on Mem Ches Amud Aleph, the Koy Ba'avol, that's the Rashi Mishapura. So the Mor says that Nafkintin Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The Mor wants to know the Mor means the Machlokes of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan were the most kindness made of rice. The Mor says Rabbi Yochanan was the Vatara most kindness. So why did Chazal say Mashiach is kindness? Because there's a gzeir. Reish Lakish disagrees. Mashiach with Reshus min Torah. Now, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to the concept of Mashiach of the Raisa by Matana. Rabbi Yochanan agrees Mashiach of the Raisa. So, Makayz of Mechira, the Chazal, the Kenyan which the Torah gave for Mechira was money. Reish Lakish says no. The Kenyan that the Torah gave for Mechira also was Mashiach. Fine. The Mor goes through some Bishlamas. The Mor says Bishlama. Our Mishnah says the Din of Mishapara. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says like this, Bishlam, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan Mos Karnus, understand why you get a Mishapura. If you hold Mos in a Karnus, why would you get a Mishapura? Well, the Gemara, because I said something. And the Gemara says, is that enough? The Gemara says, it means it's not enough. The Gemara says, Dvorim, with money, is enough to create a Mishapura. Okay? That's the Gemara, and that's Rish Lakish. Now, there's the Gemara never says, it goes back and says, does the Gemara say, yes? The Gemara says, says, of course, the Gemara can understand by most kernels why you got a Mishapura. Rish Lakish, Fashtayach, when it, the Gemara says, no, Rish Lakish, we also understand, because of X. Mos and the Dvorim is enough to create a Mishapura. What does the Gemara can hold? So Rashi says at the end of the Gemara, that enough community would be the following. Now, if community needs circuit, go ahead and kiddush by isha, the person gave money and the not to a mashiach yet. The biyachon have a kiddushin mitar aisa is kanya v'didehu. Rishlokishlo have a kiddushin. So the biyachon means even after the kaddush chacham, Rashi learns the marker owns the money, and he's mekadosh an isha. She's kiddushin the aisa because chazal were not makia the kiddushin of the money, the balance of the money. Rish Lakish says, you don't need money yet. You don't need money because you're credit. You weren't credit yet. So right now, this money is not yours money. So you're Bekadosh and Isha. You're Bekadosh and Isha with money which is not yours. So Rashi Lurin, the Bechoykas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish plays out halacha l'maisa whether you own the money or not. Now, Chazar, we're going after the Chazar Mavkia, the Kenyan of Mos, and you need to do Mashiach to be Bekadosh. And Mos is only kind of the Pishapura. Rashi says, you're Mekadosh Isha with his money, it's yours, the rice, according to the Birch, and she's Mekadosh, not like Yish Lakish.
The case was that the Mekadosh got
the Merchus got the money. Uh-huh. The Lakath didn't know Mashiach yet. Uh-huh. And the Merchus now takes the money, it's Mekadosh and Isha. Right. So like Yish Lakish, it's not your money. You only get the money, it only becomes yours when he gets the Chafetz. He doesn't get the Chafetz yet because he didn't know Mashiach yet. So it's not your money, it should not be Kadeshes. So to Berchon, it is your money, and she is with Kadeshes. Because Mos Karnus Min Araisa. Means Rashi is learning that even after the Kadosh Chacham of Mashiach, the Chazal were not Mavkia, that the Kenyan of money. Kenyan Mos. Rashi's Lashon is like that in Mem Zayin Lamed Aleph. Also, Rashi has a Lashon like that. That the Getter of the Worm, according to the way Rashi understands the Berchon, was that not the Chazal were Mavkia, the Kenyan. Chazal were Masak and Yukimi Chayzer. And that's shot in the Gemara. The more Kondrish Rashi, the more saying according to the Birchon, I understand why there's a Mishapara. I mean, this even after the Kanas Chachamim, Mira Raisa.
Moser Kanas.
It's his Chafetz. So what do you mean you're backing out and not giving to him? You're a Shikol Ganav.
So then, according to Rashi, according to Pshat Rashi, he would argue in Tosfos and Bukhari, the guy can't eat the.
One second. All right, so now, then the Gemara says, Pasha. Comes our Gemara and says, well, there's a problem with Ribbis. The problem with Ribbis is your Mira Raisa, you're still Kana. So of course it's from the Shaka Bashuska. So the Swara of Mishapara, according to Rashi, is like, it's Mothak Midrash. It's not some magical Swara, it's very logical. Right? Mishapara is the indicator that the king of the rice is still here. So Mela is up to the Gemara, the king of the rice, I understand. So it's really the Shaka Bashuska.
That's Ben Yochanan and Ben Rish Lakish.
What?
Ben Yochanan and Ben Rish
Lakish. No. In a
Rish. That's a problem. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just slightly confused here. Rashi is learning that Moicher is still kind of the money. Right?
Let's go back a step. Let's make one anacha that you only kind of the money, that you see from the Gemara's assumption in Rish Lakish, that you only kind of the money when the guy is cutting the chayfas.
Right.
So, in situation of the person not cutting the chayfas, he didn't know Mashiach yet.
Right.
So you're not cutting the money.
Right.
So, flip it back into Berachon. So when we say to Berachon says you're cutting the money, it means the other person was cutting the chayfas.
Is that necessarily true? That's my question. That's just Pashut, and it's only the rights to be chayzer now?
That's the Pashut way to learn Rashi.
So what does that mean? I'm saying, like, the
now,
if everybody's cutting everything, so how can you be chayzer? What does that mean?
Do you consider that coming for your? Does your kavod have a zav in it also?
Yeah.
I just don't know what that means. If everybody was kind of the moicher was kind of the money, the lekech is kind of the chayfas, right? What does that mean? Chazal's mafkia, the inability to be chayzer. The inability to be chayzer is
by right
dint of the etzem kinyan itself. It's once everyone's kind of then right, you can be chayzer. Requires das to be makna back to each other, and you don't want to do a new transaction. Once transaction's over, that's why you can't be chayzer. There's no tsnai chazar at the right. No. Isn't it the fact that you can't be chayzer by dint of the everyone's kind of everything and business deals done? That's it. That's why you can't be chayzer. How can chazal then give the right to be chayzer when the Torah says not? That means you were by definition mafkia the kinyan. the inability to be chayzer is not coming from the. No.
Right, I understand. Well, that's,
so what does that mean? Because
you want to say the getty. You want to say how does that work?
Well, it should be possible. It should be impossible.
Once the Torah says most common.
Once the Torah says that each party is kind of the money and the chayfetz, so I thought the pshat is that the Rebbe was saying first that he was kind of the money, but the chayfetz, I don't know.
Okay. Discusses what level is a king in the Gamri, just a king that is supposed to be kind of to be Kaiser. And he seems to learn that there's definitely such an option of understanding like that. He might get involved in what's the Makor, how you know most kindness. It seems to Makor is Rashi and Tosis, how you know most kindness. There's a Tosis, there's a Gemara in Bukharis, which. Which Tosafot over there in Daf Yud Gimel, Tosafot over there learns Parashat, the Tosafot is saying that the Havkoah of the Chum was Lagamri and Moshe not Karnas. In Rabbi Yochanan, we pass Rabbi Yochanan, but Moshe, Chazar Mavki Lagamri. So close to Rashi and the Tosafot, what leave of the M is how much Chazar Mavki or not. So he says that he is much more inclined to say that Chazal gave a karech of Chazara. I'm not trying to. I saw it in the rehearsal one. That's I'm trying to. I can't find it over here. No, it's like that. Right? But he says, "What?
We bought them.
I bought them.
Yeah, rehearsal
is
bought
them.
Yeah, I bought it for Yeshiva. He says he seems to be comfortable." Saying that Chazal could be misakin just to be mafkias, just to be la yud be chayzer, says why should Chazal be mafkias? That in the rice of the gamri, they can just be mafkias, just allow chazara.
So how's that?
It's much better.
It's like a schos, you like a schos to be chayzer, like
it's a karech bin chayzer. Chazal gave you karech bin chayzer. Right. So he says that's much better in Swara to do that than the Mefkei Lagamri. So, we have no need to be Mefkei Lagamri. Why should we be Mefkei Lagamri?
So how's it working? When a person decides he wants to be a Chayzer, there's an automatic Hefker based on the Hefker on the transaction, something like that?
Well, no, stop. Now, that, there's the next step is there's a Mechleikus in the Shulchan Aruch. Exactly what point does this Chazara work? Some say it works when a couple say when it's Chayzer, I'm Chayzer. Some say it only works once you're Mechabel to Mishapara. Kabbalah Mishapara, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam say you have to actually go to Bezdin, and at Bezdin they say, you are going to be cursed! And they say, okay, I accept that! That's the moment the Chalois of the Chazar. Until you do that, it means you're not going to need something to create a Chalois Chazar. If in Mekhila Gamri, what exactly is this, the step called Mishapara for? So means you come to Bezdin, so listen, here's the guy. Bezdin writes my faith, but you haven't delivered it, deliver it. Okay, I said, no, I want it back out. Okay, very nice. You want it back out, but it's mine. I mean, to pay you to give it to me. Well, if you are willing to accept this curse, well, you have the power to chazor. Until then, you can't be chazor even.
What we're saying pretty much is that we've left the Kenyan 100% alone the right, so we've just created a system to get people out if they want to go through.
Correct. And the reason we did it is because...
Unless
the case
said Nishach Mitach Aliyah, then the Chazal is no Mishapar, and automatically it's automatic. Right? So,
are we allowed to ask why did Chazal why did Chazal do that?
Do what?
And maybe it's not a fair question. I'm saying why would they be okay the Din D'Oraisa and allow for Kaya Chazara?
Well, the other option there could look at the worst is
so in Manavshach, I'm saying.
Well, no, I'm saying the Beis Hamoros says because we were afraid of this problem that many times people would be going to still sit by the worker. We would have this
never,
problem.
Never.
The worker would not be shermered properly.
Right.
According to Rashi, why is he getting involved with Mishapar if it's just based on Rabbi Yochanan and the sort of default ownership he has because how Rabbi Yochanan learns it? Why is it totally in Mishapar?
Well, it's all the way around. The lomas of Mishapar is that Betzim, what you're doing is an intrinsic avla, Betzim, because Midrash says it already belongs to the person. And you're not delivering the item to the person, you're getting it. So you're gone. So that is the Mishapar. That's the yisod of the Mishapar. That's the way that's the Moros Kasha. So the Shita brings the whole, you know, this Dian and the Rishonim. That's the Amulet. You know, that's the Bishlam of Kordev Yerchon. The Rashba sets off with that. Shane Rashi said the Mishapar the Bishakana Kinyan the Bartara. In any case, if there's when you're cutting the Raisa, understand why there's Mishapara. Klecha the Medina Loikana feel Mishapara in Rashi. Now the Morse says that it says the Worm of Most means even though there's nothing to Raisa. That's Rishlokish. But Rechon, that's not true. Because Karna Rechon has to because Most Karnas. We hold like a Rechon. That's a riff. And there's some who say not like that. That there's more later on, which in Ezra Nesra says not like that. What's the more later on? Ezra Nesra says not like that. So again, so the Rosh was starting off based on what we're saying right now. That obviously the whole dinus mishapar only makes sense in a case where everything fits the rice. All this is really an expression of the dinus rice of being kind. So obviously you would need all the pratim within the rice to work. You need a good maisa kinyan. You need bala oilam. You need everything you need for kinyan the rice to work. Then there's a mishapar. And if not. Right? Problem is, he's got a Gemara, and Rishlokish, obviously, that's not true, because the whole thing is just, you weren't cutting anything yet, the rice, and still we're going to give you this whammy, because, you know, there was words, and you paid money. So we can make up anything, we can make up any clothes we want, you know. Problem is, a Gemara later on, which, different to the Morsi, where's the Morsi Tumsu, is here. So there's a word and then he asked for two Gemaras. Morris says, "Our Republican Shnei the Rav, Haisi Tumsa Kanya." So the Tumsa is a very important subject in the Chesh Mishpat. It's not Sonegay and the Ribbis, but it ends up in the place where Nishas is an Ezel Neshet. So they made up a kinyan amongst the people would sell wine. That so you have the suppliers. They would come to the port, you know, down the river. They bring all of their wine, and you would make a mark on all of the wines that you want to buy. Each person would make the more. So that's called Tumsa, and it's kind of. The Gemara says, So this is the makor for all of the halachas nowadays of any type of kinyan which is not a kinyan of the Gemara. If it's a minhag medina, it becomes a valid kinyan. The makor for that is the sugya situm. But the Mor says even before you get to that minhag medina, the ma'aseh mishapori you get. But the Rashba, what do you mean mishapori you get? It's not a kinyan of the rice. It's a kodesh kinyan. The kinyan of the rice, the kinyan of the rabbanah. It's a kodesh. It's not even the rabbanah. The rabbanah, right? And it's more in the Gemara that the Gemara is not tying this in the Rechem Mishlakish, and the Gemara is saying this is leave it to everybody that there's a Mishapara. So before a club in Shaka Mishapara, even in a scenario where there's no Kenyan at all.
No Kenyan derives from them.
Okay. That's one kasha that he asked. The second kasha he asked in Mordom Abbeis, the Rashba brings in the Rif. The Rif says that you need a kinyan of the rice to create a mishapara. He says I got a kasha of a Gemara. He doesn't say a teretz on it. Then he has another kasha of a Gemara on Dalam Abayz, and then he says that talk I can give you a teretz on, and his teretz is fascinating. Okay, he says yes, the kasha of a Gemara on Abayz, where they made an arrangement for an adunya. The adunya was in those days was begotten. So they made a psika on an adunya for the begotten, etc. And the more because you get a mishapara, even though I didn't have the begadim yet, I have to go out and buy the begadim. So the Rashba, ula nuchal lemer bezeh, that's not a kasha. The dunya, the bar motzi who harbi koyim es hashana upoiskin alav, b'shem lo yesh zeh, b'reiz a kamish yeshloi. Well, that sounds like your mash, right? Right? That's mamish. Says this. He's starting off with a kasha on the rift. The unique real king of the raisa. He's saying, I got a kasha on the more of the dunya. He said, no, it's not a kasha. Since it's motzi, it's called yeshloi. And male, the riff will be true. Even though you need a king of the rice. So, it's a fascinating rash. How you're digested, I don't know. But the kuda of the sma, the kuda has found it's a rash already.
The shock.
What?
Sma?
This is the sma.
Well, you need to have a kinyan.
You need to have a kinyan.
Right.
But this is called a kinyan. He saw the child get a shame kinyan, something
right.
You don't have, right. Since it's motzi.
Yeah, the rash is trying to prove it's more like a shah. Yeah.
What?
The rash is actually trying to prove it.
Right, but then he's just saying.
Close to the shah.
Right, but then he says.
This is more than saying this.
He's saying, I can be doing this, right? I can be doing it because then I can be miles and do also that motzi. So that means he is a digital source of thwart. He doesn't answer the kasha from the case of. Situmsa. So flying it back over here would be fine. I think that's what you have to
do. Okay.
What?
Memzayan.
I mean, it's 2.5.
Yeah.